need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the Love Church of the Bonobo Way here in the village of Bonoboville. Oh my goddess, yes indeed. Tonight we're having coronas. Wow. Because, you know, with this coronavirus thing going around, right? I mean, we got to make something clear. Don't blame the beer, okay? Yeah, seriously. There is a report that over 38% of Americans won't buy Corona beer. And I don't know what the percentage of them is, because but it's a large percentage that they think it's got the coronavirus.
I'll buy Corona.
Right. And not that I have any affection for Anheuser-Busch, you know, I don't care. But it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. And I understand the crazy, because, you know, I feel a little crazy too, right? I mean, nobody quite knows what to do, right? And with the marmalade maniac solution, to call it a hoax. Oh yeah, a hoax, baby. I've got to give him a smack. I've got to give him a smack for calling this a hoax, because, you know, this is serious stuff, and he shouldn't be calling it a hoax. And he tried to explain it away. Don't you try to protect your balls with your Make America Great Again crap, you presidents, you stilly, stupid, incompetent presidents. And this is serious stuff, you know. Not that it isn't all serious, putting children in cages and harming people and making Rush Limbaugh the Medal of Freedom winner. But this is really putting people's lives at risk. I mean, somebody died today. Of course, it's on the West Coast, so he doesn't care. But people are getting sick and dying. It is not a hoax. But he calls everything that he basically doesn't like a hoax. Stay gagged. You're under gag order.
He'll also say fake, right?
Well, fake, you know what? A lot of things are fake,
fake
these
news,
days.
Right?
I got to, you know, agree with him about that. But this is not fake, this coronavirus. I don't think so, right? I don't know anybody that has it. And by the way, what you hear in my voice is sinusitis, okay? Which makes me susceptible, but I don't have it, I don't think. Anyway, everyone has to act like they might have it, I think. And everyone has to act like they might get it, because it's like that. So, you know, it's not a hoax. It's happening. And putting the prayerful Pence in charge, praying to mommy, that's his wife, that he doesn't get blamed for this shit, you know. I mean, actually, he might know something about being in quarantine because, I mean, he's not allowed to be near any woman besides his wife, or not allowed to have dinner with them or something like that. But
same room.
Right. So, yeah. Nobody knows what to do except wash your hands. Everybody wash their hands 50 times a day. Like 50 times at once. You're supposed to wash. Why not? Why not? Washing of hands. We're going to all have chapped hands.
But I was just thinking that. Dry hands. Know,
yeah, yeah. And then there's the masks, which we're not supposed to get a lot of. These are okay, because these are not the really effective ones. That's why it's okay to get these. You know, we're not supposed to get the effective ones, because those are just for the first responders, I don't know, and really sick people who are on ventilators. But, yeah, you're not supposed to wear the
important people,
the good ones, unless you're a member of the... you know, the Politburo, I guess. So we have these, which are basically almost useless, but kind of sexy, you know, in that, ooh, what's behind that mask? Look, yeah it is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Right? And hides your, you know, lip wrinkles. So, anyway, and then there's gas mask chic, right? See? This is from Gas Mask Girl, and I was very prescient. I was like a fortune teller. I gave them the award for most timely fetish.
Whoa, you predicted
right?
the future?
I did. I wish I didn't. I really wish I didn't predict this future.
No, but you're a genius now.
Well, don't
like
use that word. Presidents
guy.
Use that about himself, so I don't want to be that kind of genius. But yeah, I did. I knew that these would be coming. I just didn't know that they would be coming so quickly into fashion. And of course, yeah, these are kind of old World War I things. But, you know, they're similar. People have to have goggles on, and it's, I don't know, crazy is all I can say. It's kind of, you could say anything is sexy. People develop fetishes for everything. I mean, and in fact, Gas Mask Girl, of course, caters to the gas mask fetish. So some people are into it. So great, you guys.
I definitely developed the fetish for a surgical mask when I lived in Japan.
There you go. Yeah. Well, now they have to all wear it, you know. Well,
they were wearing pretty much
it
all wear it in
anyway.
Japan anyway.
Yeah,
today.
Because of the pollution. Right? The pollution. So how about those hazmat suits, huh? Woo! Speaking of sexy. Let's see. Here you go. This is an ad Max made.
Sexy.
Put the Facebook camera on that. Let's show the hazmat ad. Got cabin fever? We can help. Call us, you know, as long as you get a phone into that hazmat suit. I mean, they're kind of like parachutes with arms and legs and a space helmet. Here's the thing, is anybody can be sexy in a hazmat suit. Anybody. Because you can't see the person. So, you know, doesn't matter what you look like. Oh, don't have to worry about your looks. Everybody's all like, oh, people are so looks oriented. Well, guess what? We're going to be in these suits.
Sexy.
And then nobody can be looks oriented.
But they all have
holes. So.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not sure there's humans in those suits. You know, I am really not sure. I look at those suits and I wonder. Could be a bonobo, you know, or common chimp, or an orangutan. They're pretty smart. They could stand up and run around like that. But, you know, it's a little scary because of many reasons. But one is, like, touch. Now, we're not supposed to touch each other. And I understand that, and we shouldn't. And you wonder, how long are we not supposed to touch each other, and how will that affect us? Because we thrive on touch, and Lord and Lady knows that our society shies away from touch already. I mean, we've got all these rules against touch, and some of them, you know, I sympathize with, and some of them just keep us separate. But now we're really going to be separate. So, I don't know. Hopefully we won't go insane. We always have phone sex, right? It's very sexy and safe, and webcam and sexting. I think those are going to get even bigger than they are, which is already
big.
My prediction. So meanwhile, got to talk about politics. Sunshine always cringes at this part. Okay. I know, and this is sort of an unhappy part. I mean, I'm happy, but I'm unhappy, you know. Joe Biden.
Sorry.
I think I need some Corona. he won South Carolina. Okay. Good for you, Joe. But Bernie is still the Democratic front runner. Yay. But, you know, he's being gangbanged and not in a consensual way. I mean, he takes it well, but it's more like a gang rape from the DNC, the media, the other candidates. Hey, you know, I am blue no matter who, right? I really am. Here I am. I've got my Bernie thing, but and it's covering the cock for the sake of Facebook. But it's also blue, so I could, you know, be, I could vote for any of them, really. Whoever's running, Joe, Liz, Pete, Mike, or a fucking fire hydrant, I would vote for them over the Trumpus, you know. But please, let's play fair. Hey, you know, a constituency that loves Bernie, that's really for Bernie, an interesting constituency. Porn stars.
Woo!
Yeah, porn stars feel the burn, says the Daily Beast, actually. And it makes sense because Bernie is an original sponsor of the Safe Sex Workers Study Act. And he has supported sex work decriminalization for a while, but before Liz jumped on that bandwagon, although we root for everybody to jump on the bandwagon. Liz, welcome. Kamala Harris, welcome. You know, but even though you put away back page guys and a lot of, you know, sex workers, but, you know, welcome to the team to support the decriminalization of sex work. It's really a team that we should all be on. And you all voted in favor of Sesta Fosta back in 2018. Almost everybody voted for this stupid bill. And, of course, the John in chief, despite conducting affairs with and paying off for the silence of porn stars, he signed it, you know, him and his mushroom pee-pee, right? and he stands behind a Republican Party platform that has branded porn as a public health crisis. That's right. Coronavirus is a hoax, and porn is the public health crisis. I mean, that's what the Trumpus basically is saying. And yeah, so this is why we're blue no matter who. And I'm for Bernie, you know. I'm voting for Bernie in the primary coming up, California. And I love Bernie. Liz is okay. She's a little two-faced, but she's cool. Bloomberg, I don't know. That would be tough. But, you know, he's not Trump. And Biden, you know, okay. He was the Veep for Obama. But anyway. Oh, and I forgot Mayor Butt Plug. I mean... Mayo Pete, yeah, I mean, he's okay. Okay, but Trump, he loves when the preachers lay hands on him. Mm. Such a hypocrite. So, but I got to give credit where credit is due. And I'm going to do that. And it pains me a little bit because, you know, Trump is so bad on all the levels. But when they're good, you got to give them credit. You know, nobody's all bad. And at long last, the American occupation of Afghanistan, the perma war, is ending. At least that's what he says. We'll see.
I
don't know if he's going to just move the troops from right. Kabul to Kandahar. But if we can take him at his word, which of course we never can, but maybe this time, then at long last, after 18 years of occupation and permawar, billions of dollars wasted, thousands of lives lost, and accomplishing, like, nothing? I don't know. I guess we're going to go. I mean, America's leaving this graveyard of empires. They had that reputation for a long time, but finally we're leaving. And, you know, what does that have to do with sex? Well, make love, not war. I got to give credit even to Trump if he's going to stop a war. And because war is the opposite of sex. Thanatos is the opposite of Eros. And, you know, that's the bonobo way. Make love, not war. Peace through pleasure. And it's a good move, Trump. So I got to give you credit for that. But bad news, okay? Right-wing Trump-supporting billionaires are buying Twitter.
Twitter.
Yikes. I know. That's really frightening. And they're getting rid of Jack Dorsey, who was always kind of right-wing himself, but not that right-wing, you know. And also, Twitter lets you put naked people on,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, and now you can't. I mean, not yet. Actually, maybe, who knows. It'll be the libertarian wing of Trump supporters that are buying it. Anyway, some fun news if you're tuned in live. Are you tuned in live? Live. If so, it's Leap Day. Actually, Leap Night, because it's nighttime. The night of February 29th. Only if you're tuned in live is this the case. And only once in 4 years does this occur. And it's added to the Gregorian calendar, but I think they had it back in the Julian calendar days. In leap years, because the Earth actually does not orbit around the sun in precisely 365 days. You didn't know I was such a nerd, did you? Well,
yes, I did.
More like 365.25. That's right.
That would make sense.
So, we got to get that 366 day once every 4 years. So, it's a special day. I mean, they say you're supposed to do things you don't normally do. I mean, if you're born on leap day, supposedly you're younger than everybody else because you only count once every 4 years, getting older. I don't know how that works. But leap day is also the day, this is the special part, when women can propose to men.
Yeah!
Yeah, baby. We're giving you the ring.
I got a list.
Right. So it's also sometimes called Sadie Hawkins Day, and we have the Lil Abner comic. Can we show the Lil Abner comic to the Facebook crowd? Anybody on the Facebook camera can show that? And, yeah, there's Daisy May, who was so hot. And she's chasing down Lil Abner, who's also hot, but maybe a little gay. You know, or bisexual, but mainly gay. But anyway, he's running away from Daisy May. But Daisy May is after him. And actually, this is a very old Irish tradition, which is why I'm getting ready for St. Patrick's Day early. Do we have the old Irish banner up there to show a day dating back to the 5th century? Where women could propose marriage. Leap year is come, oh joy. There's no escaping, my boy. Come off your perch, don't tarry. this is the time for us to marry. And see, she's all green like a good Irish lassie. And he's like hiding. He looks very small. yeah, it's also called Bachelor's Day or St. Bridget's Complaint. Apparently, St. Bridget complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for men to propose. Marriage, I guess, or kiss them or ask them to dance or have sex or something. So St. Patty's solution was to give the ladies a special day every 4 years, you know, when they could propose marriage. Now, I mean, that's not exactly the ERA amendment. I know it's really kind of constricted, but hey, here's the good news. There are benefits, okay? And if the man refuses, this is where the good stuff comes in. He has to pay her money, all right? So talk about sex work, or as the case may be, asex work or no sex. If you want to pay me, I won't make you marry me and have sex with me, is basically what it comes down to. Or the man can give her a dress, you know, maybe to take the place of a wedding gown, or give her 12 pairs of gloves to cover up the fact that the poor girl doesn't have a ring. So, I mean, the gloves are cool. The dress, nah, okay, but he might not have my taste. I like the money, right. I think the money's a good idea. And it, you know, it, that way we could spend it on gloves or a ring or whatever. And I want to say that I have a personal experience with this. Because in a way, I proposed marriage to Captain Max. Isn't that right, Captain Max?
That's correct.
I did. It was kind of not on leap day or leap night, but it was in a leap year, which was 1992. And, well, to be quite factual, it was my mom that proposed the idea of marriage, really. Basically, after she met Max, and she really liked him, and she started, well, he had started living with me. Here he is. And see, we did get married. And, yeah. He had started living with me, and then we went back to Philly for a family occasion, and then she called me up and she said, "So, when are you two going to get married? I have to reserve the synagogue." So, I told Max, "My mom wants to know when we're getting married. She has to reserve the synagogue." And he said, "Yes." So it was kind of like a marriage proposal, you know.
Because if he didn't say yes, he was going to have to give you a lot of money.
Yes, right? I realize that now.
And I
did
was
not
broke
know.
At the time.
And he was really broke.
I had just been fired from my
big
newspapers.
Important job. Although yes. You got some severance or something.
But what did I get?
You got something.
I got a
got a dowry.
A dowry.
You brought us Marilyn. You brought Marilyn into the marriage, right? Our patron saint. Anyway, we did get married, and I think that was as close to a marriage proposal as
right?
as we got. So, yeah, I can totally relate to leap day, leap night, and the whole thing. So, I think, ladies, that we should take advantage of it, and at the very least, you know, the guys are supposed to give us some money. Doesn't
so
say how
can
much.
Can I read my list?
Okay, so Sunshine, my lovely show assistant and associate producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show, upon hearing about the deal for Leap Day, came up with a list of men she'd like to propose marriage to.
And if you don't want to say yes, it's okay. Just give me money, right?
Right.
Right.
You could give her a dress.
Or gloves, but I prefer the money. So I want to start off. I listed every guy here in Bonoboville. I'm proposing marriage.
Oh, my goddess.
If you want to say no, it's fine. Talk it's fine. Just give me money.
Wait, you're not supposed to start up serious relationships with guys, right, in Bonobo.
It's against policy.
You can have sex with them, but getting married means you have to leave.
If you want to get married, I wrote your name down here.
Oh, God.
Harry? Stu? Miguel, okay, Max, right. It's okay. You guys already have someone. It's okay. So just give me money. And Chris, Abe, right, Mark,
Gideon, for her.
Howard, the photographers, Joaquin.
Okay.
Yoel?
Every guy here, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I said every guy in Bonoboville. If you don't want to get married, it's okay. Just give me money. It's okay. Just give me money. And then also, I wrote a list of all the celebrities I ever had a crush on, like starting from like 0 years old, you know?
Okay.
So the very first one, when I was 3 years old and I watched The Labyrinth, I had a big crush on the Goblin King, David Bowie. He's no longer with us, so it's okay. His wife can just send me money, you know? And, when I was a teenager, when I was a teenager, my biggest crush was Dennis Rodman, because he's so weird.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Weird. I always like weird
looks
guys.
Good in makeup and all the hair color.
All the hair, yeah, exactly. Tattoos, big thing. Okay, so then when I was an adult, the whole reason why I moved to LA and I started taking classes at Groundlings and everything, my biggest inspiration for comedy, I loved so much. Pee Wee Herman, will you please marry me?
Pee Wee.
I did kind of marry Pee Wee. But I think Pee Wee doesn't really like girls, and that's okay. He can just give me money.
He can give you money.
Yeah.
Right. He might have good taste in a dress. I would take a dress from Pee Wee.
Okay, if Pee Wee wants to buy me a dress, I'll take a dress.
Yeah.
Okay. So then also Criminal Minds, the guy that plays Spencer Reed, he's like the nerdy genius guy. It's not funny. He's cute. In the real people world,
this is quite a list.
No, the list keeps going and going. I won't be able to get through it all. I know the show's not that long. But in the real people world, his name is Matthew Gray Gubler. If you want to get married, I'm here. But I heard that in the real people world, he's getting married. So that's okay. He can just give me money, you know. And then the whole reason why I started watching The Walking Dead is because I have a really big crush on Glenn. And then he got together with Maggie, and so then my heart was broken, you know. And but then everybody started telling me, oh, you look just like Maggie on The Walking Dead. So I was like, oh, I have a chance, you know. And
Glenn,
then,
who was here?
No, not Glenn. Oh. On The Walking Dead. I'm
talking about The Walking
show,
Dead,
The Walking
he
Dead.
He wasn't here.
Yeah, the show,
Glenn,
The Walking Dead.
You and, are our buddy.
In the real people world, his name is Steven Yen, and I heard he got married in the real people world, too. And that's fine. He can just give me money. You know, and then last but not least, I was just watching stand up. You know, Pete Davidson from SNL is pretty cute.
Oh yeah, he's got a lot of exes.
Yeah, I know.
But they're rich. I don't think they need his money.
I don't think he wants me either, so he can just give me money.
Right.
But yeah, so okay, it's a long list, but you can just give me money.
Or gloves.
No, I want money. I want money.
Or in Illinois, you could arrest them.
Oh.
There's a law that on February 29th, any woman can arrest a guy and he has to pay $4 to escape.
If he won't marry you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know about the marriage part. I think they got rid of that. She just arrests him, but if he pays her $4, he can leave.
Everybody give me $4.
I think my story about proposing marriage to Max was more romantic. Anyway, we're going to talk more about Leap Day with our guests, but I want to make one final announcement, which is, yay, DomCon. I'm going to be Mistress of Ceremonies, DomCon 2020. So, make your reservations now. At the Hilton Hotel, May 6th through 10th, or I whack you, or maybe I'll whack you if you make your reservations, you know, depending on what you like. And so also, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe, hit the button, okay? Both of my channels, Dr. Susan Block channel.
Hit the subscribe button.
the Sex Calls channel. And by the way, if you want to give us a call, this is a call-in show. Our number to call in is 626-461-5212. If you've got a question or a comment about sex or love or life or leaping, our number is 626-461-5212. And now my guests. All right. So I have two guests. I think I'm going to introduce them both at the same time. We have Golden Flower Street and Catnip Biscuit.
Amazing.
And so, two very interesting ladies. I'm going to just kind of wander over here. So we'll start with you, Golden. Golden Flower Street. I'm very interested in your name. Because I used to kind of hang out near Flower Street downtown. And I'm wondering if it comes from the downtown Flower Street or another Flower Street. And so, Golden Flower Street, where did you get your name? Did you go down someone's back alley or what?
Well, I'm on many sites, adult sites, meetup sites and stuff like that. And it started where I wanted to get the username and I wanted to just go for Golden Flowers. And obviously it was already taken. So
obviously.
I took advantage of my misspelling and all that stuff and I just put a T on the end of it. And it also was to kind of simulate
Golden Showers.
Exactly.
As you say, classy. Golden Flowers.
Lady here,
I thought of
for
it.
For sure. Classy.
Here and thinking about Flower Street, so innocent. But yeah, Golden Showers, of course.
Exactly. So do you got me. You caught me.
I caught you. So what do you like to give or receive Golden Showers?
Both.
Or both?
She's gonna
okay.
Both.
So just for those people in the cheap seats who don't know what it means, is there anyone in the room that doesn't know? You know Catnip or no? Do you know Golden Showers?
She's very confirmed, very...
Very confirmed. Not, are you into that or no?
No.
No. Talking
with
to the
confidence,
microphone.
Yeah.
No.
I know
no,
it is.
No. Okay. And so who wants to give the explanation of what it is, class?
I just want to say I've never been peed on, and I've never peed on anybody. But it's when you pee on someone, right?
Yeah.
Well, it started when I was young.
Here, come over here so you can be in the same shot.
A guest was asking a question.
Oh, okay, then deal with it. Get the question.
Laura Heinrichs says, Sunshine and Dr. Susan, please give the two girls a bare bottom over the knee spanking.
She's
love pink bottoms.
Often asking for that.
Who's Laura Heinrichs? You know
I've heard that name before, and she asked someone else, asked us to give a spanking to someone else. I think it was
Rita Daniels.
She loves spankings. Well, Laura, you're going to have to come to the Dr. Susan Block Show. She's on the Facebook
get a
camera.
Spanking.
Are we in front of the Facebook cameras? Not. I don't.
Yeah, we're blocking.
We're blocking it. Okay. Well, anyway, Laura, you come down here, young lady. You get over my knee right now, and I'm going to thrash you with a birch and with a buckled belt. Yeah. All right. So anyway, where were we? Oh, Golden Showers. Right. Kind of goes with spanking. In that it's a fetish. It's a kind of a BDSM thing, a domination thing. Although it can also be kind of a health thing. Like some people like to drink pee as a matter of being, you know, kind of for like a yogi thing. Yeah.
I've heard.
Vitamins.
I've heard that it can cure a cold sore.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Well,
before antiseptics in war zones, they use, yeah.
Right.
Madonna, too, used to drink her own pee every morning.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
So right.
My
Madonna.
I get the excitement.
No, Madonna didn't drink her pee. Madonna would pee on her own feet and say, hey, it's
that.
A way to get rid of athlete's foot or not have
it
athlete's
might
foot.
Very well
I heard
work.
That it does kill bacteria.
Yeah.
There you go.
I heard you're only supposed to drink it if you're like dying, like stranded on an island.
Right. Yeah, I'm not recommending it, actually. But I have peed on people. I haven't taken the pee myself, but I have peed on people, and I love to pee. I'm into peeing. I think it's a really great feeling. I think partly because when I was really sick, and I had septic shock, and I was in the hospital, and I was on a ventilator for like 10 days, and I woke up, and I was on a catheter for maybe 6 days. And it was just this horrible feeling. And then when they took off the catheter and I peed for the first time on my own, it was so orgasmic. I'll never forget that wonderful and I still get that feeling sometimes with a good rush of golden shower. You know, I love it. I love it.
I couldn't pee before, but now I can.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, like I say, it started when I was young, and I peed my panties.
Oh.
And I liked it.
Of course, all kids pee their panties, but you liked it. Okay.
When I got to a certain age, and then I did have the experience of having somebody pee on me quite a few times, actually.
Wow.
But it's, okay, so how many times can a body produce fluid, you know?
Get your microphone closer to you.
Thank you. How many times can a body produce fluid through sexual orgasms as to where urinating through that same facility and, you know, you having the effect of it and all that right now and liquid coming out.
Oh, I like the way you call it a facility. Yeah, but
yours is really a facility.
In any case, I think,
facility.
Yeah, I mean, it's urethra. It is a pleasure center.
Yes,
it's
of
not.
Course.
It's right kind of under the clit, part of the clit.
Yes.
And so it is a source of pleasure for a lot of women and for men, you know, the pee hole is the same place where you ejaculate from.
Yeah.
So of course peeing feels good and nature made it that way. Not everybody likes golden showers and not everybody should. I'm not trying to get anybody to like it or do it. Please don't sue me. I think it's kind of okay. I mean, it's not like one of those things I feel like I got to warn you a lot about, like, brown showers is a whole other...
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
Well,
get
edumacated, darling, but don't do it. But anyway, you know, it's all okay in fantasy, okay? It is all okay in fantasy, and that's... We talk about a lot of crazy things at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, and so, yeah, we talk about all the different showers. I'm also not a big fan of rainbow showers, but Max Hardcore
is.
Okay, what's a rainbow shower?
That's throwing up.
Oh my God, it's called rainbow.
No,
oh my God.
Some people are into that. I am not, but you know.
I tried.
Some people are. There are people into all kinds of showers. And then, of course, there's what I feel is the most beautiful thing, which is a woman ejaculating, female ejaculation, which does come out of the urethra. And it has traces of urine, but it is 95% H2O, plus a little bit of prostatic fluid, which is the female prostate. So, Skene's glands and all. So, it's holy water, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, holy water.
Absolutely. Anyway, so you like golden showers, giving and receiving, ever since you were a kid. Wow, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. And so that's part of your thing as a, you're like a cam performer, is that right?
I do cam shows, yes. We're not allowed to do golden showers on the show per their rules.
Oh.
I've gotten some requests.
What
for
if you
them.
Really have to go?
Well, that's the other, then you push a button and take a break for, you know, something like that, yeah. But, no, I have gotten, believe it or not, I mean, the psychology that you see behind the camera or, you know, on the other side of the guests that are asking you to do things, it's really quite a life lesson.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have gotten so many different requests. And feet, oh, my God.
Feet at least
every other day. Now, I go on cam at least every day. I try to go on cam every
day. Well, let's see your feet.
Well, yeah, for you.
Okay, so that's the stocking feet.
Yeah.
Okay, here's black stockings.
Maybe they'll come off a
little. Okay, your feet are so little and cute, Dr. Bachminer.
Well, I should show my actual foot, right?
Well, I've got, you know, pantyhose.
Oh, you've got pantyhose.
Well, yeah.
I've got green.
Pop. I do.
Pedicure. Because, you know, leap day is kind of a green holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dare I see your feet?
No,
in those?
No,
oh, come
serious.
On, come on. Let me see your feet.
So much
get those feet up close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She's got two feet.
Little sockies.
I forgot I was wearing these.
Oh, those are cute.
No, kawaii.
That's all you get. Oh, gosh. You're not pedicured, I guess.
I'm obviously not. I've never had a pedicure.
All right. Well, I'm putting these back into their homes. But, you know, even though Marky Z is really afraid of nipples, he's okay with feet. So
he has to have a foot fetish.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot more foot fetishes in addition to the gas mask fetishes.
I
want to
know, what's Marky Z's fetish?
Marky Z, probably something to do with screens. Right, something to do with getting your private information and selling it. Right? He's a pimp.
Ooh, I like your privacy. Woo!
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Are you talking about Mark?
Mark Z.
Mark.
Yeah, he likes to get into your private parts and sell it to his rich friends. Right?
Okay. Well, just give me some money for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can propose.
I'll sell anything.
Mark Zuckerberg, can we get married?
Yeah, there
or
you go.
You can ask just him. Give me some money.
Okay. So if you could marry somebody, who would you marry? I mean, if you could propose. Because it's Sadie Hawkins Day or Leap Night.
It's fine. If he says no, he can just give you money.
The relationship that I am in makes Romeo and Juliet like a real thing without the families holding them back. It's all in our minds. And
could be a problem.
It's a tough relationship. I'm in love with the guy, but you know what? He's told me, no, we're never going to do that.
So propose to somebody else. Maybe you'll get him jealous.
Well, you know who
excited.
I would like? You know who I would like is...
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're right. I believe it's the Rams
Can
coach.
Can you get me my shoe?
The Rams coach.
Yeah, he looks so handsome. I swear to God. I mean, and then the other
Rams
one,
coach.
The young one, there's the older one, and then there's that
Anybody
real
Anybody know
young
what
guy.
His name is?
No, I just know that, you know, because I've been watching football.
Because you watch football.
Hello, Rams coach. If you tell her no,
she doesn't know the
names.
She just likes the uniforms.
That, I know that, that guy, I'm in love with him, or that guy, I'm in love with him. And I know one of them is the Rams coach. He's the older fella, kind of grayish looking.
Okay.
And then there's the youngest football coach.
You don't even know his name. He doesn't owe you money.
No, he's a Rams coach. It's okay. He can just give her money.
Moving right along.
Yeah,
so we're going to move along. Unless you have somebody that you know the name of. Is it Sean McCain?
Look, there's a picture right there. Is that him?
Oh, I believe that is him.
That's an older guy?
No, he's the young guy. So
he's
the Seattle
There's an older one and a younger
one. Coach.
You want to marry
the other one?
Okay.
It's a Seattle coach.
Okay, so if you don't want to marry Golden Shower, I mean Flower Street, then you got to.
You can just send
her
money.
Yeah, yeah. And believe me, now those guys have some money, so obviously they can make me very happy.
Right.
If you don't want to marry her, just send money.
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Happy Leap Day. Okay. So moving along to. Oh, this is the other one.
Oh, that one. Jeff Fisher?
This guy here with the mustache?
No, that's not him.
It's
a Seattle coach.
Ask him to marry you. What the hell?
If he says no, he'll just give you money. I mean, it's
exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's not him. It's
not him. That's not him. He has a white mustache. But
It's a Seattle coach. He's so handsome looking.
Oh. I mean, you saw how long my list was, right?
Yeah.
They don't marry you. They just give you money.
Okay, so moving right along to Our Lady with the Strawberry Purse, Catnip Biscuit.
Hello.
And she's dressed like a pussy. I mean, cat. So
that's me.
That's
hello.
You. You're. Are you
Thanks
more
for
of
having
a,
me on tonight.
You're catnip to a pussy.
Yeah, kind of. So basically, I had this shirt with a little kitten on it. And I didn't wear a bra with it, and right where its little paws were. Could kind of see my nipples.
Kind of.
So they called me catnip.
Oh, catnip. Oh, my
Perhaps.
God.
I don't know about the biscuit part. I like eating. And it was a good tag for Instagram. So
I only thought catnip for a cat. Okay. Yeah. I didn't think nipple. Okay, yeah. All right.
Nipples.
But apparently you can make catnip biscuits like we were talking about before. Right. I haven't tried it, but I'm going to get a cat, I think. So
if you can make, pot biscuits, why not catnip for your cat? Are you going to get a cat? You have no cat?
I do not have a cat right now. Aww. One of my roommates is allergic, but we're working on it, and we all really want one.
Oh, you do?
Just thought about a hairless cat, but, that could be a disaster if it's not nice.
Cat.
And then it's also hairless. It's just
not
a great look.
That would be kind of...
But I met one that was really nice.
Traumatic for the cat.
No, they're both that way.
Hairless cat.
But you I don't know why they're hairless.
You should
never
go out and find a cat. You should always let them find you.
Can I go to the cat
cafe?
That's
good advice. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, they just happen in your life. They're assigned to you.
Not always. Sometimes it's good to go, to a shelter where cats
need that's true,
homes.
Yeah,
crumbs and biscuits
on
Melrose.
Cats don't always find you, especially nowadays. The cats that find you are generally like mangy old alley cats, not really nice cats. So, go to a shelter where a cat needs a home. That's what I say.
That's what I would
do.
So
you
I like the big kitty cat.
Are a hula hoop artist. Is that what you are?
Yes, that is my hustle.
Is that your
hustle.
Main thing, or do you do
no.
something else?
No. I'm a graphic designer remotely, and I work in an office part-time. Oh. And, I like to hula hoop.
And you like to hula hoop. That's your hobby?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the most major hobby, I would say.
And is it like a yoga for you?
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's more fun than yoga.
What places have you performed hula at? Hula hooping.
I've performed during a magician's show.
Oh.
So I've gone to several shows with him and performed. I've been his assistant. And then we also, throw me into the mix with the hula hoops. The kids love it. Kids are very appreciative of that type of floor art.
This show is not for kids.
No, I don't think they'll see this.
If you're watching this right now, stop. Change the channel. I know that makes you want to watch this more.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the more you tell them no, the more they
I think they shouldn't. I mean, actually, I don't think we do anything or say anything on this show that kids shouldn't see. But on YouTube, I have to check on the box, not for children, because we talk about sex and we're very sex positive. Yeah, and I think it would be good if kids were educated more about sex in a positive way. But unfortunately, our society can't handle it.
That's for sure.
That's, yeah.
And you think they're not having sex?
I don't,
I was at 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and so because of people like Golden Showers, Flowers.
Golden Showers, Flowers.
I think it is better to educate kids. But at the same time, this is not a show for kids. And so, please don't arrest me. it's not. So kids, you can go. You should have a sex education program in your school, hopefully.
Boring.
Sex education
program. Yeah, we did that
in
sixth grade, and that was like, you kidding? I already. What about the good stuff?
What was the good stuff? What was the good stuff? I don't know.
Places that you're not supposed to be in. The allure of it, and of course the pleasure and physical satisfaction.
Okay, now
well.
Speaking of pleasure, and let's see, how can I associate pleasure with marriage? Sometimes. But anyway, who would you like to propose to now that you know that it's leap day?
I hope he's still single.
Okay, it doesn't matter. He has to pay you money if he can't marry
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my God. That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
If he tells you no, he just has to give you money.
I would take a dress from him. If he says, I hope he says yes to, and I could marry you because I am a Universal Life Church minister.
Get married here. Get married here.
And I have married people.
Oh, wow.
Here in the little love church of the Bonobo Way.
A lot of times.
Not a lot.
Find Lenny Kravitz first,
and
then she
one out of the three got divorced. But the
That's
other two are still married, and so I could marry you and Lenny, or I'd like
I
to see
grateful.
What kind of dress he'd give you.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. kitty cat dress. Catnip dress.
Yes.
Yeah. So does hula hooping make you feel sexy?
Yes. I think it's definitely been a confidence boost. I started 4 years ago. The first 2 years, I feel like I wasn't very good at it.
Oh.
But then I moved out here, and there's more outdoor space, I would say. You actually want to be outside. I'm from the Midwest. It's very cold.
Where are you from in the Midwest?
Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Landed there.
Cheese. Beer.
Cheese and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Madison.
Ooh.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I would think because there's all that pelvis action. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do stuff with your arms and your legs and, you know, let it revolve around all kinds of your body, your neck. But basically, when it comes right down to it, there's the pelvis.
Uh-huh.
And that, of course, is what's involved in sex, in enjoyment, in orgasm, is the pelvis.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of women, and maybe some men, definitely some men, do belly dancing to kind of get in touch with their, you know, pelvic power. Mm-hmm. But I think hula hooping does that too.
Everyone should try it. Everyone should do it. Women are better at it.
Do people ask you, hey, can you give me hula lessons? I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of happens on an impromptu basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went to Jazz in the Park downtown, and my cousin was there with me and our other friend, and I brought my light up hula hoop, and at the end we just started hula hooping, and all of a sudden we had a crowd, and it was all kids.
Oh, cool.
I had a few
back
with
to the
me.
Kids.
I know. Oh no.
How do you think we got here? I'm sorry. People had sex, and then they had kids, and then we got here. I'm sorry.
Right,
we're here.
Right. But this is a show for adults.
I know, okay. But how did we get here?
We're not trying. Yeah, but here's the thing, folks. It is a show for adults. And I just want to say, sex is not all about how we got here. It's not all about procreation. In fact, it really shouldn't be about that so much. I think our human religions and politics make it too much about that. And as the bonobos show us, we'd probably be a much more peaceful species if we could recognize the importance of sex in recreation, not just procreation.
Can I tell a story?
Not about being a kid or doing anything.
One time I asked my mom, hey.
Don't do it in a kid voice.
But I have a kid voice. I said, Mom, did you want to have a boy or a girl? And she said, Sunshine, I think your father just wanted to have sex. And then here I am. But my mom told me she wanted a boy. So, sex is how
we got
here.
No wonder. All right. So now I got totally derailed from. Well, yeah. Okay. So since it's leap night, I'm just wondering. I mean, you know, one of the things that you can do is you can ask a man to dance also. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of, I don't know, boring. But how about, or you could ask a man to have sex. Is there someone you'd like to have sex with? Wow. You're like a cam performer, and you can't even think of someone you'd like to have sex with?
Well, I had that with him.
Talking to the mic.
I had that with him this morning, and I'm thinking of somebody else, but all those
parties. Oh, is this the guy that you...
all those parties that I've been to and stuff like that, yeah, I just don't know
so
any
you're
of their
kind
names.
Of monogamous, then?
Unfortunately, at this time, for him, I am, but I have been to... Like I say, I had my apartment as an airport.
Okay.
And I just don't remember their names.
I got to ask you a question, though, since you don't remember anybody's name, obviously. Even the coach of the football team. The fur. Is that an old fur? Is that a vintage fur? Is that something
special?
It's just
a nice fur.
This is real, and it's vintage. Uh-huh. This is real. It's vintage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I got
it's
it.
It's vintage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're not for the murdering of animals.
No,
well,
I
I'm
animals.
Sorry, but the little bastard bit me. I had the club on.
There you go. But it's vintage, so it's okay. So, now, is there anybody you'd like, I mean, obviously, Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, I was going to say the same answer.
Okay.
But also Aaron Paul, Jesse Pinkman.
I mean,
Breaking
all these
Bad.
Guys, if they won't marry you, they just got to give you money.
Well, now we're up to sex.
The thing of it is,
it's probably less money now.
For me, sex is important as far as ability to perform, size, and action. And I have had a lot of guys that have not been able to meet the criteria.
And like, do you like younger guys or guys your age or
older? As long as they're able to get a hard on, a fair good size, able to produce semen.
Okay. You need the semen.
That's it.
Oh yes, I'm a cum junkie.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Oh yeah, you better believe
it. Classy lady.
And so yeah, it has to be now. This one guy, he looked like the skipper on Gilligan's Island, you know, but he had this fucking long. He's a bitch. I could ride that thing like you wouldn't believe.
All right. Amazing story. The skipper was cute.
But I'm telling you, I would not say I want to have sex with that guy because he's a celebrity or something like that. Okay.
How about any of the politicians?
Oh hell no! Have you seen any of them naked? I mean, before I'm gonna have sex with you, I want to see what I'm getting into. Okay. For sure.
How about you? I noticed you had an "I like Bernie" tweet on your Twitter.
I love Bernie, but in a platonic
not,
way.
Not, yeah.
See, I've had too many old men like him that just, you know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that he.
Oh, believe me, when they get that
age. He's a good dancer. He's a
good dancer, but most people.
No, I mean, let me just say, I know some men that are close to Bernie's age that are very, very good in bed.
How'd you know I love Bernie? Was it on my Twitter?
Yes.
It's like the only thing I retweet.
Well,
hey, you remember
we agree
back
with that.
In 2008
that
one want to
burn baby burn. Yeah,
the one girl that was in love with Obama, she did the Obama girl video. She was really you remember that 2008?
No.
She made a video. It was a really young hot girl and she's like, oh Obama, you can barrack me tonight, and you know, it's like Obama was hot. She made this video where she wanted to have sex with Obama.
Yeah,
I
mean, a lot of people want to have sex with celebrities, I guess.
I would try Clinton just to see what Monica got.
Well,
just to see what Monica got. Okay. Just to try it out. Okay, interesting. Yeah. No, you can. Your dreams can come true on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
What? He lost his bottom. Okay, no Facebook camera. And there is Bill.
Your chance for Bill Clinton.
If he's this long, I can do him. I mean, you know, that would be, he could, yeah, and especially this diameter, that would probably do fairly good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's got a big head, you notice.
Yeah, and I can take that. I definitely no problem there. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, right. I've got a whole selection of toys that I use on cam.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, yes, there he is.
Yeah.
His tie. Yeah, exactly. I like that thing.
Okay. Well, you know, I did hear about your deep throating abilities.
Yes, that's correct. And believe me, I say on cam, I can take that much down my throat, guaranteed, no trick photography and no gag reflex.
Wow. Well,
absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see it.
Well, I guess we could see it.
There is another thing. There is another feature I have.
But I guess we should turn the Facebook camera away. Or is it watching?
But there's another feature that I have too.
Facebook camera is the one.
You see, when I say to the audience, welcome to the show. I am your nympho, and I will be your host as long as you don't go. And yeah, then there's another thing that I say to them, and that is, once I get started, I can't stop. I really am a nymphomaniac. And
have you always been, or is it just something you've become?
Recent?
I would say that my nature was nympho when I was young. And it developed and growed and growed. I'm using improper English there.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just, yeah. And so I call it snapping pussy. Once that thing starts going,
okay, well,
I can't stop.
We're going to see. Did you want to try it on this?
Where are you from?
She's from like Orange County.
Orange County.
Yeah, highly Republican, conservative. Yeah.
We're very, very cleanliness conscious here on
Dr. Susan
Block Show. So you're going to...
Actually...
Here, I'll hold the microphone. So
I always start.
Got a long one here. It's kind of skinny, though.
That's good.
That's
too,
good.
That
so you can.
So I always start at the bottom of the testicle.
This is how it's done.
And I work my way up.
There she goes. Working her way up. Okay, and now we're at the head.
Now this on Facebook.
Due to that cock of yours.
Whoa!
Whoa!
All the way down. Look at that. Very talented. And look how long it is coming out. Whoa. That's some
no
gag reflex you don't have.
Reflex, baby.
No gag reflex right there.
I'm telling you. Better put this thing away.
No, no rainbow showers, please. Okay. No,
that's fine.
Okay. Let's have some applause for Golden Shower Flowers. Golden Flower Street.
Cheers.
That's good. Okay.
All right.
Very good. And I guess the Facebook camera was looking at Harry's back during that. Is that what was going on? Oh, okay. Oh, looking at your back. Or looking at the clothes. Oh, my clothes. Okay. Facebook, you missed the deep throating, but that's okay. You don't, you know, Marky Z can't handle it because he doesn't have one like this. No. How you feeling? Are you okay?
Good. Yeah. It was a little spicy. I don't know.
A little spicy. That's the special sauce that Anna puts on these things when she washes them. I don't know. Maybe she's extra clean there.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I have an assortment of toys, and
let's take this from you.
Yeah, before I get too
and maybe you can put this where it goes, I guess. Wherever it might go. And now that we've had a little lesson, did you also, speaking of lesson, do you have any tips on how to swallow something that long?
Well, obviously, girls and I guess some guys too.
No, don't put it right there.
Okay.
Like
near some water.
Put it
where
in the kitchen.
So most people will go to about where, you know, the tonsils are. And they'll stop because that's what they think their capacity is. One day I was in the bathtub, and I like I
said. So this is mind over matter.
Well, yes, you could say so, but see, I was
there's
in the
no
bathtub.
Exercises you can do.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the bathtub, and I was young, very young, and I was playing with myself like I did a lot of times in the bathtub. And I just happened to be going back and forth, and I went a little too far, and oh my God. I can do this. Wow. You know? And yeah, and it's been on ever since.
You were doing that with a dildo, is that
right? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, I've obviously had the fun of practicing in real life, too. And I
have some Corona, Bill.
Yeah. I love it when.
Here, you can hold your mic now. Maybe. I don't know.
Where's the switch?
There you go. All right, so now we're up to the last half hour of the show. So we have two physical activities. One of them is you doing a striptease, right? You're going to do that for us. Mm-hmm. And the other is you doing a hula hoop performance. So who wants to go first?
Why don't you go first and we'll
share. Okay, let's do that. Here she is, Catnip Biscuit, live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yo! What a freaky bitch.
Turn those mics down.
Yeah.
She meant to do that.
I know. I can see that.
Get it like me, pop it like
machine. Damn, Faye, you a motherfucking queen. Let's let them fucking know what boss bitch really means. I wanna freaky bitch that's all about her money. I want a bad girl that tastes like honey. I want a little baby that makes my day sunny. I want a freaky bitch, roll that blunt so yummy. Turn it up, cause she all about her money. No fucks, no fucks, cause she all about that money. Spend a check, get a band, cause she all about her money. Bad bitch, run the club, cause she all about her money. Ay, I'ma get this money like 1, 2, 3. I'ma get this money on my ABCs. All my fucking girls, they gonna get it with me. So if you got it too, then let me fucking see. Freaky bitch, yeah.
Saturn's got nothing on you. Catnip biscuit.
I want a freaky bitch. I want a freaky bitch. Like, where she at though?
Tori on the beat.
Hooping for your visual pleasure.
Wow.
Oh, and let's get on you on a mic because we want to give credit to your
Looney
girlfriend.
Looney Pop-Tart.
Who
Looney
wrote the music.
Yes.
What's that again?
Her name is Looney Pop-Tart.
Looney, like the moon?
Like Looney, like the tune.
Like a lunatic.
Like a Looney tune. Okay, so Looney Pop-Tart created that
She's
music.
She's on SoundCloud.
And we have the rights to it, Facebook and YouTube.
She threw my name in there. That was nice of her.
Oh, wow. That is very nice.
Can
we
like
get the lyrics
notice.
To that? Can we? Can she send us the lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, okay.
So that was beautiful. Let's have some more applause.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Light on, right?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to do it for a minute with the light on? You tired.
Yeah.
Relax a minute. Let's have a striptease. Let's have a striptease, right? Okay.
Lights.
So lights on now, please. Although I kind of like the lights on.
Striptease music, please.
Yeah, okay. So now we have had a lovely and very PG-rated hula hoop dance. And now Laura is asking, do I have a carpet beater?
Who's Laura?
See, I was afraid that this
Hendricks.
Carpet would not look that great.
Who is Laura?
She apparently thinks we need to beat the carpet.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I think she asked this a long time ago, way before
the carpet
way before
came
her hula hoop.
Is that some
like
sort of spanking implement, a carpet?
I don't
think that's something you spank
that
with.
Kind of carpet.
Yeah, tell her to send us a
or
new carpet.
Or to beat a pussy with hair on it.
It's the same girl
is that,
that
what
wants
that
to
is?
See us spank
okay.
everybody.
It took me a minute, but I thought at first spanking. First I thought it was our crummy carpet. And then I thought, okay, spanking.
Ask the perv. He'll know. He'll know.
And then I thought, okay, pussy.
Oh, not for our carpet.
Right. Do you shave or you don't shave? Shave or not? Pussy.
I have it
talking
trimmed.
To the mic.
I have it trimmed, and unfortunately, I let it grow out a little bit, but it's pretty much trimmed, and you'd be surprised. A lot of people want hair.
I'm not surprised at all.
No.
You know, this stuff goes
in. I used
in
to do hairy girl modeling.
Yeah. Right.
There you have
still
it.
Try.
You got a lot of response when you just showed your armpits, the hair.
Hairy girl
oh, really?
Modeling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was so surprised on IG. I showed one picture of my armpits, and I got like more likes than any pictures
yeah.
ever.
Wow. Are they hairy now?
Yeah, it's winter. When
yeah,
it's
you
winter,
show
I
your
don't
armpit?
Shave. When it's
show your armpit. I think it's okay with Marky Z even.
Okay.
Get a close up of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Tori on the
okay,
move right. Hey, raise your arm again.
Raise the arm.
Raise the arm.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
Yeah. But can you see it with that?
Can
I can't.
You show that? Great.
I can't see it.
Okay,
I have to see
it. Look
it's
at
hairy.
It.
Oh, yeah. It's very. It's rather hairy. Right. I don't
well, go to ATK Natural Hair
like
to see more.
Hair under the armpits. Here you go. Oh. So we have something for everyone here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, including now a striptease from a cam performer. Now, do you call yourself a gilf, or is that like?
What do you call yourself?
Golden Flowers.
Oh, okay. Not
Golden
gilf.
Golden Flowers.
Not gilf. Gilf. No.
Do you have a category?
No.
Do you
okay.
say, hey?
Oh,
she doesn't know what that is, I don't think.
No, there's tags on my page, but yeah, like Deep Throat and all that stuff, but yeah.
Okay. All right then, Golden tags. Flowers Street. Now, we have the Facebook camera looking in the other direction.
Yeah, but not at the wardrobe. Just all right. shoot it in there somewhere.
We also have the Bonobo Way. We could shoot them. It could show people all about bonobos and how to practice the bonobo way for female empowerment, male well-being, and peace through pleasure, and sharing and caring. It's a little bit of socialism among the bonobos, you know? Okay, so now you're going to give us a striptease. I'll hold your mic.
Master, use
it
a little bit?
Oh, you're going to use it. Okay.
So welcome to the show. I am your nympho.
We're not going to have
I will be your host as long as you won't go.
Bow, chicka, bow.
So,
okay, here we go.
Would you like to see a perfect set of breasts?
Perfect set of breasts, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Here we go, all you breast fetishists out there. Yes, a perfect.
Arm hair for you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, arm hair.
Oh, yeah.
Natural, she's so natural.
Arm hair.
Always good a little bit
okay.
of it.
And now down goes the camisole. Ooh, I see a nipple. Marky Z can't see that nipple. No way. Oh. Wow.
Perfect chi-chis. Wow.
Chi-chis. And here she goes. Strip, strip, strip it away.
I'm telling you, when I get hot,
she's hot.
It's
snapping
pussy.
Snapping pussy.
Wow.
I'm
going
to get a registered trademark
on that.
That
sounds a little dangerous, like vagina dentata or something. I don't know, but I think she doesn't mean it in a bad way.
It gets pounded, and I get hot. And it starts not letting me go. I hiss like a cougar.
Cougar.
I do, and it's real, like, you know.
Wow, okay. Take it off.
Yeah!
Yeah. Strip tease, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can I spank?
Little spank, can I spank?
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Going there.
All right. Well, Laura got some of her wish come true, except she's on Facebook, so she can't see us. We just spanked Golden Flowers. Oh, and there's that pussy with the hair all over it.
Laughing pussy.
Woo!
And I'm telling you, it don't stop.
It don't.
Oh, God. And if you get it high, oh, look out.
Look out.
That's why I need it big and long.
Everybody should go to her webcam right
now.
It's
gotta last.
Well, right now they should
that's
watch
great.
This.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Webcam later.
10 minutes. Oh, are you kidding? I want 20. I rode a guy for 4 hours and we took a 20-minute break in there.
No way.
Wow.
I am not kidding you. And he was 24 years old.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl. Get it. Get it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because that's the trick to staying young, you know? Having
is
a young
it?
Man by you.
Is that your secret to the fountain of youth? Can you say how old you are, or you don't want to say?
I don't mind. I am a 60-year-old cougar.
A 60-year-old? Yeah,
baby.
Six decades.
I'm going to be just like you when I grow up.
Pussy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Snapping pussy. Oh, yeah.
So there you have it.
And we have it. Okay, let's have some applause for the snapping pussy on the cougar, 60 years old. And showing it off, a little bit of an exhibitionist. Definitely, she calls
herself a nympho. And you should definitely get the webcam.
Everybody
at work.
And she's got it going on.
Yeah.
All right. Golden Flower
Street.
Street.
That's the best way to know. .com.
Don't forget the .com.
Right.
.com.
So, how you feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, good. I see you got your animal over you now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that if you go into the porn business, you'll never make it into the big screen.
Right. Mm. That's what they say.
I want to break that rule.
Well, you know, a lot of...
So does everybody else.
Sasha Grey almost did. She kind of did some so-called regular mainstream movies. But... I don't know if she's still doing it.
I think there's a few girls that almost crossed it, you know, like Marilyn Chambers.
Nina Hartley's been in a few mainstream movies, but always playing kind of a sex worker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's always like that.
You know, but that's cool, right? So what do you want to be when you grow up?
Happy.
Happy?
Aww. Very good. How millennial.
How millennial.
Aren't you happy now? No?
I'm pretty happy.
You're pretty happy, but you could be happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah. Well, you seem pretty happy hula hooping.
Yeah.
I love hula hooping.
Yeah, yeah. That gets your pelvis going.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. How'd you like the striptease?
It was amazing. I was very impressed.
Yeah. Well, I was
That's
impressed,
my clap,
too.
Thank you.
Right, right.
I thought the hula hoop was really nice. That was
thank
cool.
Thank you.
Very,
I appreciate that. Yeah.
So we have two females from very, very different walks of life connecting on the level of just sharing feelings and skills.
Woo.
Does it inspire you to want to learn the hula hoop?
Another
yeah. I might try it, but you know what I like to do is pole dancing.
Oh.
Yeah. And the landlord was catching up with me on it. You
talking
know?
To
and
your mic.
The landlord was like going to catch up with me, and so I had to take it down, but I'm thinking about putting it back up. But I had a few injuries, you know, but it was like fun. Of course, ooh. I was drinking then, so.
We've had
poles
here. We may get another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So how about you? You ever do any pole dancing?
I went to one class with my cousin and our best friend, and it was so hard. But
no,
they are very good at it now, and my cousin has one in her room.
Shout out to J-Lo.
Yeah, I have one.
J-Lo, you got it going on, girl. You can do it. Yeah,
it's the greatest exercise.
Is that a 5 or a 10?
10.
Okay.
So one more hula from her with lights on, or no? Hula with lights on?
I'm down.
Yeah, you want to do a little hula with lights on? Okay.
Yeah.
Now you got a little rest.
If you mastered pole dancing or at least got pretty good at it, hula hoop while on the pole.
Yeah.
I think you could do some moves.
You're on to something. You're on.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
A second song.
Can I get the watermelon song?
Right, right. Interesting outfit. I just noticed you have pasties on under a fishnet shirt.
That's how we can do it on Facebook.
That's
right?
How we do it, yeah. I guess we could show this on Facebook. You could have the Facebook camera back. Now, where is it?
I put it back as soon as she put her
clothes okay.
on.
Oh, okay. So it's now. Okay. Here she is. Once again, in the light, Catnip. Biscuit. Live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville on the inimitable Dr. Susan Block Show. Yeah, yeah. Now we see your body more and less of the hoop. Before it was all hoop.
Oh, I like this song.
Yeah.
I hate you, hate you, hate you.
I hate you, hate you.
I love you.
It was fun to see you first, where we only see the hoop pretty much, just shadows of you, and then we really see you. And you have a privilege that you saw Catnip Biscuit, and therefore you have to get spanked, because you are a motherfucker, just like the song says. And remember, we said impeach the motherfucker, and I say impeach him again, just for calling coronavirus a joke. So let's impeach. Can you get that he's a dunce?
President.
Get the full effect. Dunce. Really? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not as much of a dunce as he sounds like, but that just means he's evil. So yeah, I prefer Bernie, but let's be blue no matter who. And happy leap day. And let's see. Hey, it's great, even though he did it. I mean, we're out of Afghanistan, you know, so that's a good thing. Make love, not war. Follow the bonobo way, right? The bonobos teach us. And I want to thank my guests.
Yay!
Golden Flower Street, where do we find you?
Where can they find you?
Talk.
Where can they find you?
I'm at Golden Flower Street. As she says, .com, as it's spelled, goldenflowerist.com, and Twitter, yes, under Golden Flowerist as well.
Okay. And Catnip Biscuit, where do we find you?
Instagram. Just spell it correctly. You got it.
Oh, we got to spell it correctly. That's really
Catnip
hard.
Catnip Biscuit.
Okay. And Twitter. You're also on Twitter?
Yes.
Is it
same? That Shan Hoopla Hot, I think?
I don't know. You know better than, don't you know?
No, okay. Baby.
Well, anyway, we had a good time with you, and now we must depart. But, you know, we want you to be good. We want you to be happy that we're out of Afghanistan. And we want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Come on. Just like the song says. I don't want you if you don't meditate or masticate or metabate or masturbate. Right. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Happy landings and happy endings.
Happy leap day.
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Too good. I'm playing.
On the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question, or play out a fantasy, or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.